Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted the 2002 Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's Mr. Gracious, Mr. Humble at your service. 34 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. I am very pleased and very proud and very honored, ladies and gentlemen, to say June Reed is my friend. And I thank her for allowing me to say that. I thank her for allowing me to have gotten to know her over the last couple of years. June, as you know, folks, is a senior consultant with the Iraq Construction Agency in the U.S. with the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. And as you know, June has been now, we've interviewed a number of people over the years since we've been in Iraq. We've interviewed a number of people who were on the ground over there who are working, but June is the longest term person that we've worked with and has been with us the most. And she joins us now from Baghdad. I think she's in Baghdad. I know she's in Iraq. June, welcome back to the show.
Yes, I'm in Baghdad. Hello. How are you, Jim?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, and I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. You're doing
June,
very well over here.
Remind the audience.
And we have better weather than most of the United States, too.
It's not too cold over there now, is it?
No, it's very nice, actually. The weather is perfect right now.
What is the temperature there now?
Well, I'd say it's in the mid-60s.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have snow over there, do they?
Oh, they do up north.
Yeah.
And they do in some of the mountains. Not in Baghdad.
Right.
I've never seen it in Baghdad.
Right. June, you've been there. Are you now in your third year over there?
Yes, I will have completed the third year in May.
In May. We've been there 3 years. Mm-hmm. How much longer are you going to stay?
Well, I'll be here through all of this year, and I'm not sure exactly
so
how much more of the...
You're planning on staying the rest of 07?
Oh, yes, and probably beyond.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Folks, that's a dedicated human being. America is so proud and so fortunate to have people like you, June. And I know you're a very humble person, and I know you get a little uncomfortable when I brag on you like this, but I just am so proud of you. Tell us what you've been working on lately.
Well, actually working on many different things, as so many of them. It's very interesting. We're working on business development aspects. We are working on the new plan in Baghdad. A lot, and
mm-hmm.
we are working on how to support the PRTs
Tell us what PRTs are.
Oh, sorry. We're so used to that. The provincial reconstruction teams that are mm-hmm. out in the field across Iraq. There will be 22 of them.
And who are these people? Who are these people?
Oh, these are, well, there's going to be a combination of individuals. These are State Department people. They are people from USAID agency. There are individuals who are consultants, and there are military personnel.
Any Iraqis in that group?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, there are many Iraqis across the board, and, of course, they are there to engage with the Iraqis. There are going to be people from the USDA there. There are people from the Commerce Department. So a whole group of individuals who are there to support on a regional basis the regional government, and their purpose is to support that regional government in terms of efficiency, effectiveness, and serving the people of Iraq.
So these are 20. This is 22 teams of a number of different
yes.
people with a number of different disciplines and
yes.
areas of expertise who are fanning across the entire country of Iraq to help these people
yes.
reclaim their economy, reclaim their country. Why don't we hear about this kind of thing in the news?
It's very surprising to me, too. There has been some in the news, but it's certainly not popular as some of the other aspects of Iraq are. But there are going to be many dedicated people. There are PRT teams already set up. Some of them are run by our coalition partners also, so they are playing a major role, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they interface with the Iraqi provincial governments, local governments there, and support them in really building up their capabilities, decision-making, and introducing them to the fine art of democracy across the board. And so it's interaction with them every day.
Well, you know, folks, if you wonder what the news media, the mainstream news media, how they feel about the Iraq war, all you got to do is listen to what June says, and you learn about some of the other things that are going on, and you realize that there's a whole world of good things that are happening in Iraq. It's not just about the violence in Baghdad. Am I right about that, June?
Oh, absolutely. There are many, many, many different kinds of initiatives going on. There's the Paul Brinkley Group, and he is going to be traveling here again. He's made numerous trips
right.
with teams of American businessmen.
Right. Hold on to that thought, June. Hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with June Reed. This is a very important message that June has, and I hope you'll tell your friends about it. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend and a great American, ladies and gentlemen, June Reed, Senior Consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency and the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. And June, the surge that has been talked about quite a bit over the last few weeks and months, the surge is actually happening even as we speak, isn't it?
Yes, it has just begun. So people will be hearing much more about it in the weeks and months to come.
Mm-hmm. What do you, from your standpoint, what does the surge look like?
Well, many aspects I cannot speak about, but I will tell you that it is here to support Baghdad, to help reduce the violence in Baghdad, and to support economic development, the businesses, to bring normalcy back to Baghdad. And that means a variety of things where people will be able to conduct their business operations in a normal atmosphere and to live their lives normally, their personal lives. And Baghdad is a vibrant city and an important city, obviously, since it's a capital city and it has a significant number of the population here.
What is it, about 5 million?
It's a wonderful city. Mm-hmm. Yes,
about
a wonderful
5 million?
City. 5 to 6 million people,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, two indications this week that the surge is not only happening, but it's bearing some fruit, is the whack job Al Sadr, the cleric from Sadr City, the guy who I think should be arrested and executed, has apparently left the country and gone to Iran. That tells me that there's some heat put on him. And then recently, June, we find news that they've had some success in rooting out and harming the leaders of Al Qaeda in Iraq.
Yes, that is true. We do have reports that Al Sadr is in Iran. That's our understanding. And
I hope he stays
yes,
there.
We, of course, yes, that's true. We do too.
Right, or at least if he comes back, he comes back under lock and key and you know, bound up and ready for waiting on the gallows. But then tell us about the Al Qaeda thing.
Well, of course, we have been making a series of successes in terms of dealing with Al Qaeda. And that proves that, you know, we have the ability and the will to do that, and that we have had a number of those successes.
Well, June, one of the things that I want to ask you, as you know very well, a pluralistic society, and I'm not even going to say democracy because I don't know what kind of a system that Iraq will wind up having ultimately, but a pluralistic society, some kind of a republic of some kind, is not about what's on paper. It's not about what's in the, you know, how the military is armed or the police are armed. It's about what's in the minds and the hearts of the people. Are you seeing any kind of an adjustment, any kind of a nationalism attitude among the Iraqis that you're around?
Oh, yes. Many of the Iraqis want Iraq to be one nation, to stand strong, to support itself, to be able to provide for its own security, protect its borders, and to contribute to a vibrant economy within the region, and also to take a leadership role within the region. Mm-hmm. It has the ability to do that, and it's going under a period of adjustment that is very clear, but nothing comes in one day. And what seems to be a long time for some people has certainly been a very short period of time. We work with ministers and all of the cabinet, these people are very dedicated.
Of the Iraqi government.
Iraq. Absolutely, and these people are very dedicated, very interested in their country, progress in their country, to develop their own security, as well as their own economic viability. And that is beyond oil, looking at their industries, from very small businesses and developing them, as well as their strategic and very important industrial sectors, such as mining, minerals, all of the industries that are related to oil. Petrochemical industries will be very strong here, fixing up their port to have a very good shipping system here. They're strategically located. All of those things are being discussed. They're making plans, and they're working very hard towards those ends.
What about the issue between the Sunnis and the Shiites? Are the people you're working with, are these people from both sides of that debate?
Oh, absolutely, and from Kurdistan.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. From all sectors, from all of the religions.
But June, that's the leadership.
Absolutely.
Those are the people who are in the leadership. These are the people who are capable of having a little more philosophical thought about their future. What about the people? The people out there in across Iraq, are you getting the idea that they're starting to realize that they need to be a little more nationalistic and a little less sectarian?
Yes, I think indeed they are. And you have to remember that Iraqis for many years have cross-married Sunni and Shiite, etc. Mm-hmm. So many of them don't have a distinction. They say, well, what am I? My wife is a Sunni, I'm a Shiite. What are our children? They're mm-hmm. a combination. What they are Iraqis.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we've got to get. We've got to make sure that bloom has a chance to bear fruit. June Reed, thank you for hanging on with us. We're going to be right back. So we've got one more segment with June Reed. She's senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency. She's in Baghdad. I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with June Reed. She's in Baghdad, Iraq. She's senior consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency in the U.S. Embassy there in Iraq, and she travels all over the country, folks, helping the Iraqis to reclaim their country, to build an economy. June, I know you've loaned thousands of dollars in small business loans to Iraqi small businesses.
Yes.
Over there. Are you still doing that?
Yes, Iraq still has a very vibrant program. Indeed, it does.
Well, that's good, and I like hearing things like that. June, one of the things that I'm very disturbed about is what's going on in Congress today. Literally today, the House of Representatives is voting on what they call a non-binding resolution, which is basically to say that we have no confidence in the president and that is essentially tantamount to saying that, you know, we want to cut and run. We want to pull all of our people out of Iraq. And June, as someone on the ground over there, someone who's been over there now in your third year, soon to be going into your fourth year, someone who's basically put your life on hold to help those people over there, and you see the military, you see all of the good and the bad and the ugly that's happening over there. What do you think about that kind of an event going on in Congress?
Well, I think it is very important for everyone to understand that one of the reasons that people are fighting over here is to protect the freedoms for expression. And I think a dialogue is very important, and the president should always be able to defend his position and should be able to have questions asked, and he should answer them clearly and directly. That is an important thing no matter what the issue is.
Right.
But that is very different than having a vote saying that there is no confidence. I think if people think that this is an important issue over here, which indeed it is, it's one of the paramount issues of our time at the moment, that support would be the most appropriate thing to do. And if you are not in agreement directly with the president, then provide clear, concise alternatives and convince other people that those are the way to go. But provide an alternative action to be taken as opposed to, I don't like it. That, I find, is not particularly helpful in and of itself, nor for solutions here. That's really my opinion.
Well, and I appreciate that opinion, June, very much, and I completely agree with you. And, June, one of the things my audience knows I've been talking about for a long time is the dearth of leadership in Congress. And I'll tell you, folks, we've descended with this vote today, which I'm sure is going to happen. I'm sure it's going to pass, and there are going to be a number of Democrats and Republicans who will sign this thing. And, folks, we have descended with this particular document. We will have descended to a new low, in my opinion, in terms of a lack of leadership. This is not about having to agree with what's going on in Iraq. It's just like June said, either provide something constructive or don't provide anything. Don't just be a mealy-mouthed wimp. And that's what, to me, that's what the Congress is doing. What's what the House of Representatives is going to do today. And as someone who has a person in Iraq, my son has been in Iraq now for several months, and someone who has a little bit of skin in this game, I'm not indifferent to what's happening over there. And June, I'll tell you, I'm so disgusted with this whole idea of a non-binding resolution. I just don't know what to say. I almost can't express how disgusted I am. I'm trying to find the words that I can use on a family show, and they fail me. But this is so disgusting. And on behalf of America, June, to someone like you who's doing some of the things that you're doing over there and being such a heroic person, you and all the other people over there, you're always quick to point out, I want to.
Yes,
I feel like many of us. I feel like I need to apologize to you, June, for what they're doing. I feel like I need to apologize to you.
Well, certainly not you. And the people who are here know that what we need to do is go about our business. So whatever the Congress does or does not do,
right,
that's really something that will happen today, and that's that. We know what we are doing here, and we are going to go about our business to the
and
very
June,
best of our abilities.
Quickly, in 20 seconds, basically what you've told us is there are a lot more good things happening in Iraq today than bad things.
Absolutely. There are so many projects, programs, and Iraqis taking charge of their personal situation and their country that people just never hear anything about
right. That,
which
June,
is a shame because there are very good Iraqis and very good
absolutely.
Americans and our coalition partners.
June,
here.
Thank you for being here. I've never been so proud of anybody like I am of you, but I've also never been so ashamed of anybody like I am of our Congress. Thank you, June, for being here. God bless you. God be with you. We're very proud of you.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.